First reading this morning is from the book of Daniel. In the first year of King Belshazzar of Babylon, Daniel had a dream and visions of his head as he lay in bed. And then he wrote down his dream. I, Daniel, saw in my vision by night the four winds of heaven stirring up the great sea, and four great beasts came up out of the sea different from one another. As for me, Daniel, my spirit was troubled within me, and the visions of my head terrified me. I approached one of the attendants to ask him the truth concerning all this. So he said that he would disclose to me the interpretation of the matter. As for these four great beasts, four kings shall rise out of the earth. But the holy ones of the Most High shall receive the kingdom and possess the kingdom forever, forever and ever. Word of God, word of life. Thanks be to God. And today's second reading is from Paul's letter to the Ephesians. In Christ we have also obtained an inheritance, having been destined according to the purpose of him who accomplishes all things according to his counsel and will, so that we, who were the first to set our hope on Christ, might live for the praise of his glory. In him you also, when you have heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, and believed in him, were marked with the seal of the promised Holy Spirit. This is the pledge of our inheritance toward redemption as God's own people, to the praise of his glory. I have heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and your love toward all the saints, and for this reason I do not cease to give you thanks, or to give thanks for you as I remember you in my prayers. I pray that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give you a spirit of wisdom and revelation as you come to know him, so that with the eyes of your heart enlightened, you may know what is the hope to which he has called you, what are the riches of his glorious inheritance among the saints, and what is the immeasurable greatness of his power for those of us who believe, according to the working of his great power. God put this power to work in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him at his right hand in the heavenly places, far above all rule and authority and power and dominion, and above every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in the age to come. And he has put all things under his feet and has made him the head of over all things for the church, which is his body, and the fullness of him who fills all in all. Word of God, word of life. Now please rise for the gospel acclamation.
Gospel according to Luke, the 6th chapter. Then Jesus looked up at his disciples and said, "Blessed are you who are poor, for yours is the kingdom of God. Blessed are you who are hungry now, for you will be filled. Blessed are you who weep now, for you will laugh. Blessed are you when people hate you and when they exclude you, revile you and defame you on account of the Son of Man. Rejoice in that day and leap for joy, for surely your reward is great in heaven. For that is what their ancestors did to the prophets. But woe to you who are rich, for you have received your consolation. Woe to you who are full now, for you will be hungry. Woe to you who are laughing now, for you will mourn and weep. Woe to you when all speak well of you, for that is what their ancestors did to the false prophets. But I say to you that listen, love your enemies. Do good to those who hate you, Bless those who curse you. Pray for those who abuse you. If anyone strikes you on the cheek, offer the other also. And from anyone who takes away your coat, do not withhold even your shirt. Give to everyone who begs from you, and if anyone takes away your goods, do not ask for them again. Do to others as you would have them do to you. The Gospel of the Lord. Please be seated. So this is Luke's version of the Beatitudes. And Luke gets into the nitty-gritty of people being hungry and poor and doesn't shy away from that. Matthew's version spiritualizes all of that, you know, those who are poor in spirit. But Luke really gets to those who are in need right here, right now. And what we hear in this Beatitudes is a theme that we hear throughout Luke, which is a theme of reversal. We remember back to the Christmas story when baby Jesus is born. And in Luke, the first people that hear the good news from the angels are the lowest of the low in society, right? The shepherds. They're the first who get to go and meet the new king. And even before that, with Mary, when she's pregnant and she sings her hymn of praise, the Magnificat, we hear the reversals in there too, where she talks about everyone who is hungry being fed, and those who have more than enough no longer getting that priority seating at the table. So this reversal theme is throughout Luke. And here, in this moment, when he is talking to the people and to his disciples, he is revisioning the world. He is reimagining the world when God's kingdom has come and those reversals have taken place, what that looks like, describing what God's kingdom on earth looks like, when wrongs will be righted and those who are in need have the care that they need. And that's what all of this blessed language is about. It's naming those who have a need and naming them as blessed. And it's not a rewards and punishment. You know, the church has always loved to do that with scripture for a lot of reasons. But this isn't saying, oh, you're going to get your reward and you're going to get your punishment. It's about this revisioning. Those who are suffering, who have been overlooked, who have been ignored, who have been blamed for their suffering, right? That was so often the case. It was seen as God's judgment. This is Jesus saying and revisioning to say, God says, I love you. You are blessed. And Jesus lives that out by offering the hungry food and by offering those who are ill and suffering healing, by meeting those needs, by providing that care, and then calling on his disciples, his followers, to do the same, to meet people's needs, to offer care where it's needed. And then those woes, I don't have a lot of great stuff to say about that, but I will tell you one interesting thing. That word can be translated some different ways, and one interesting way that I heard it translated was yikes, or look out, as a way of saying, hey, those of you who are living the high life now, who have everything you could possibly need and think that you've kind of earned it for yourself and that because you have everything that you need, don't be confused. This is not God's blessing. If that's where you're putting all your hope, if that's what you think the end-all be-all is, look out. Yikes, because that's not where it is. And that makes me think of the hashtag blessed culture, right? Where we look at privilege and we look at good fortune and we say, oh, hashtag blessed. No, that is not where it's at. That is not, that's where God says, pay attention, you're missing out on where the real blessings are, where God is at work in the world and in your life. Because true blessing is found in caring for one another, in living into that new vision that Jesus describes, into this new world where people are cared for who need care, people are loved, and by participating in that love, in that care, and sharing it with others, that love that God has given to us, that is where we find true blessing. We are blessed. We are loved by God. And there is blessing to be found in sharing that. Thanks be to God. Amen.